Okay, good morning. I'm going to try as often as possible, at least for my sake, to do like a short Dvar Halacha or Dvar Torah on the Amud of the day that we were learning. And that way, if you're in the car and you want to supplement, you know, the Amud with another couple of Mar Makomos, you'll have that available. If not, certainly feel free to tune this out. But beginning this on Daf Lamed Hey and Beis, and one of the most famous machlokasim in all of Shas is between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael, how to understand the pasuk of Yasafta Digonecha, that Rabbi Yishmael says that Hinhag Derech Eretz, we have to just approach the world in its normal Tevadik type of way, that we have to work, we have to farm, we have to do everything we have to do. And that's and so even though the pasuk says lo yomush ter mipicha begiswa yom delayla, so we still have to keep that in mind, but also work and make a living and make sure that we're not reliant on other people. Therefore, how's a person yotzei their chiv in Talmud Torah? So that's like a different question then, and something that the Gemara discusses in Menachos and other places, that if we are farming and working, how's a person yotzei their mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Then Shimon bar Yochai comes and says that Torah matei aleha, that if you're, you know, reaping and harvesting and plowing and working and doing this and doing that, so how will a person ever learn? So rather, Shimon bar Yochai says that if we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, let's sort of have that faith, and then our means and our money will come from another place. So it'll be, you know, supported to us or be given to us if the nation and if people are doing the rest on Hashem. The conclusion of the Gemara is that Harbe also Rabbi Shmuel the also be adon. Many people fulfilled the Mahalik Rabbi Shmuel and it was worked for them, namely they made a living and they're able to learn some. And Harbi also Rabbi Shmuel Yochai v'loas b'yodan. Many people tried Rabbi Shmuel Yochai's approach, and it was not effective for him. The Maskan of the Gemara, this is what the Mefarshim say, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like in the Bir Halacha, in Simin Reish Nun Vav, the first Bir Halacha, is in fact like our Gemara, namely that we should follow the approach of Rabbi Shmuel, and we should do like Derech Eretz, you know, do the normal way of the world. And there are those yechidim that can take upon themselves the mantle of sort of full-time learning, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Now, how has that maybe become more confusing, right? Bizmaneinu, we have full communities of people that are following Shimon bar Yochai, whole communities or thousands and thousands of people. So, you know, how do we approach that? You know, what are sort of some of the issues involved in that? So just a couple of my makomos to keep in mind. So first of all, I guess in support of a more limiting view, so the Toldos Yaakov Yosef said the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that if a person wanted to take upon themselves the approach of Shimon bar Yochai, which is sort of have belief and bitachon that things will be taken care of and to be supported by others, the person can't just do that in the area of Lima Torah. They would have to live their life that way throughout, meaning to be people of high levels of bitachon and minimal levels of hishtadlus. A person can't be somebody that has minimal bitachon in all other areas, and then all of a sudden in the area of not working and learning, all of a sudden he's about bitachon. It has to be sort of his midah in life. And now the learning work in question is just an extension of that. So that's like Meir Malkum number one. Number two is that there's a very famous, I wouldn't say disagreement or steer in the Rambam, but the Rambam in one place in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that a person needs to make a living. Therefore, they have to work X amount of hours a day, 3 hours a day, and then they'll learn in their free time. But another place in the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam says that Sheva Levi didn't work, right? And then at the very end, Perik Yogimel Lach Yogimel, he said not only Sheva Levi, but anybody who wants to take upon themselves the mantle of sort of Kedusha and just dedicating themselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person can do that. So I guess what you see from the Rambam is that even though the Rambam was firmly in the camp of people working, a person can make a decision for themselves whether they feel they want to live the life of Sheva Levi, and becomes very sort of subjective of each person's own desires and avodas Hashem. And then who, can do that and not do that, and who can take upon themselves that mantle, that obviously becomes something that is very subjective. And each person sort of makes that decision. But we can understand that in the Rambam, hell becomes complicated because each person sort of has like the right to say about themselves, I want to be like Sheva Levi in a way. And just like the third Mar Makom is that there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yoridei Chelek Beis, tshuva is Kuf Tes Zayin, where Rav Moshe, even though obviously the ethic in the Lower East Side was to not do full-time learning, Rav Moshe felt that Bizmanenu, that it's impossible to become a Talmid Chacham if a person's also working. The Rambam spoke about working 3 hours a day and learning 9 hours a day. You know, Bizmanenu, it's impossible. If a person is working, you know, they're working, you know, 10, 12, 13, 15 hours a day. There's no time for learning. There's no time for Chazara. And Rav Moshe therefore felt that for those Talmid Chachamim who can be supported by the community and be in Kolel, that's the only way that people are going to become Talmid Chachamim is by learning full time. It's not like in the days maybe Rabbi Shmuel where you could work and farm and also learn. Rav Moshe felt there's been a shift. And especially Rav Moshe felt that wives are not willing to live in poverty, which is probably true, understandably so. Therefore, the only people who can really grow in learning are not people who are working. And that then therefore opened the door to like much more of like the ubiquitousness of being in Kolel, because the realization that if I'm working, I'm going to have a very hard time learning as well. So these are sort of some of the Maor Makomos. A, the Tolos Yaakov Yosef and the Baal Shem Tov of the need for bitachon in all areas of life. The Rambam, who on the one hand espouses working, on the other hand says that every person can be like Sheva Levi, and see Rav Moshe Feinstein Shuva, that maybe there's some distinction bizman hazeh, as opposed to in the time of the Rishonim and in the time of the Gemara. Okay, there's a lot more on this topic, but just wanted to briefly cover a few points. Thank you. Bye-bye.